Good morning, Agat Chodesh. Our limud every morning before Torahway is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav refuah Shlema Bekor B'Soy Shal Choyle Yisrael. Usually I say our limud of halacha every day, but today I just said our limud because I thought I would digress just to share with you a machshava that I heard to do with the kavona in Hallel, or the translation of Hallel. It's no gear, obviously, to the pshat and what you're thinking at the time when you're saying it, so I thought maybe I'll share that with you in the 3 minutes that we've got. I heard that, maybe Avrumi, you'll know, one of the Gera Rebbes apparently stopped just before Hallel. Was it the Imre Emes? I don't know. One of the Gera Rebbes stopped just before Hallel. He turned around to the Olam and he said, "We're about to daven Hallel. We're about to say Onu Hashem." He said, which one of the Onur Hashems is the most important? Which one is the one that matters the most? He said, say Hallel, and I'll ask you the question again after Hallel. So they all said Hallel together, and they all shried Onur Hashem, and then he turned around to them and he said, "No." He said, well, which one do you think is the most important? So, what? So you think Hoshiyono. Any other suggestions? Anyway, there were some who said Hoshiyono, there were some who said Hatzlichono. He said, it's not Hoshiyono, and it's not Hatzlichono. It's Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. Right? Now, the question is, what does it mean? So he said like this. Normally we translate Ono as please. When you say Ono Hashem, yeah, when we say Ono Hashem, Hoshiyono, it's please Hashem, Hoshiyo save, no is now. Yeah, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. But Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho is a very difficult thing to translate. Please Hashem, for I am your servant. What does that mean? So the Targum Taka translates it like that. The Targum translates Bavo Minoch, in both cases, On Hashem Oishiono, On Hashem Aslichono, On Hashem Kiani Avdecho, please Hashem. I suppose it means please Hashem, brackets, answer my tefillahs, close brackets, because Kiani Avdecho. That would be the logic if you explain it that way. But the Radak and the Metsudois and the Ibn Ezra, and a number of the other Meforshim say that there's a different meaning here. When you say Ono Hashem, notice, by the way, that this Ono Hashem Oishiono is written Aleph Nun Aleph, whereas Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho is written Aleph Nun Hey. Also, if the Hasidim have been listening very carefully to the Rebbe, yeah, then I think you say Onu for On Aleph Nun Aleph, whereas it would be On No if it was Aleph Nun Hey, I think. Yeah? No? Not right? In the Chassidish pronunciation? I might be wrong. So, I'll call upon him. So he says, On Hashem is a Loshon of Toido. The Mephoshim say, the Radak says it, the Metzudois say it, and it comes, I think, from Vashem Ino Liyodoi, where in the Parsha of Ori Mikla, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something happen. Vashem Ino Liyodoi. He made it happen. When you say Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho, the Rebbe said that the correct, or one of the correct pshatim is Avada Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho. There is the Targum, and there's other of the what's called some of the one of the Metzudos brings down both pshatim. Yeah, please Hashem, or thank you Hashem. But a number of them say, I was looking in the translations, so the Art Scroll translates it as please Hashem. And the Yesod Malchus, which is the Hebrew translation, which comes together with the Psukim, says there underneath, On Hashem, it says underneath, Oide LaHashem, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe was saying that when you say Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho, you're actually thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's given you the privilege of being a servant. And Ani Avdecho Ben Amosecho, say the Meforshim, what's for Avdecho Ben Amosecho? I'm your servant, the son of your maidservant. And it says that somebody who is born into slavery is a much more natural slave than somebody who became a slave. Somebody who was a free man, and he was kidnapped, and he was sold on the slave market, and he becomes a slave, a servant to somebody, he's doing everything very reluctantly. He's doing it because he was forced into that situation. And in a way, he's got a milchoma with his yetzer. Every time his master commands him to do something, or he has to do something, he has to fight with himself because this isn't really what he was born for. And you know, I think there's a story about this a black man in Louisiana or something like that, and he was kidnapped and he was a slave for 12 years until he managed to get free again. But he was a free man originally, and he had to fight for 12 years until he eventually got free again. So Masha Enkein, a child who is born into slavery, yeah, a child who is born as the child of a maidservant, of a slave, and is a slave all his life, that's his natural, that's the way he behaves. That's normal for him, and therefore it's much easier for him to do the will of the master, because that's he doesn't have any shifas to be doing different. He doesn't have any thoughts of being anything else. It's what we call, I think in English, a slave mentality. That he's born into it there. So we say, Ona Hashem, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ani avdecho, that I am your servant, and also that ani avdecho ben amosecho, that I was born a Yid, that I've been a Yid since I was born, and therefore the Rabbein Hashem gave me the sechus that I can be mekayim the mitzvahs and do the rotzon Hashem over the period. As a somebody who's born into it, and not somebody who has. Maybe there's more schar because of the Milchemes Hayetzer for, let's say, Gerim, somebody who was a Ger who chose to become Jewish and was previously free, if you like, and now he's chosen. Maybe he gets more schar, but it's certainly a lot harder for him to take on the commitment and to take on the restrictions of being a Yid than it is for somebody who's born. So this is the pshat. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. There is a pshat. Ono Hashem, please, and there is Ono Hashem, thank you, Hashem ki ani avdecho.
Started at Torway, Northwest London, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Lamed 7, 26th of June. Rabbi Tovia Gross, Shlita, returning through Mitzrayim. This week's Torah response my family had about the third time I've seen off. Benji Khan, there you are, Batsi Halibash, Tifu, which took place yesterday. Yirat Sarashiv, no base. Vais Nemo, Misal, Lashem, Misal, Lashus. Hashavim, Chayolim, Bamil Chamosh, Shachsul, Votzim, Lashalom, Bim Heiro.
Good morning, good Chodesh. There was a young man that came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and he said, Tammuz is Rosh Tevis, Zman Yeshiva Mamash Rosh Mibayim. How can I do Zman Yeshiva? What's Zman Yeshiva Ma'ir to do? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered with the Rosh Tevis. He says, Tammuz is Rosh Tevis, his diary is Maher Batil Mid Zayin. Be a Mazar as yourself and continue, start learning Zayin days a week, make sure to learn Zayin days a week, and that will be the biggest Shiva that a Yid can do. I thought, Tammuz Rosh Tevis, Zrizim Makdimin Vashemin Torah. As Zrizim Makdim, and they listen, Vilomdim Torah, Vashemin Torah. It's a gewaldige Sache to be Mishtatif and to be able to speak and start your day the Torah way with Tammuz Zrizim Makdimin Vashemin Torah. Everyone comes to listen early morning to be able to start the day in a Geshmaka Elech way. That gives Hashpah to the rest of the day. The Emma says, when Reb Dudi called me up last week to speak and start your David Torah away, he asked me which sugi to speak. So then the sugi was Devarim Hoyim Malaperik, was going back to Eretz Yisrael via Egypt, via Mitzrayim, Baruch Hashem, a couple of days later, and things have come back to normal, semi-normal. People are still struggling to get on the flights. So the Indian is not so negay anymore. But for a couple of reasons, it could be negay. Number one, today as we speak, many Eden are still traveling through Sharm el-Sheikh and Cairo, many places, because the flights are not yet back to normal. Another thing is, a young man told me that he looked for sukkahs, to book for sukkahs this year, to Egypt would be £40 per person for his entire family. So it worked out £400 for 10 people. It worked out £400 for 10 people. Through Eretz Yisrael, normally Tel Aviv was about £1,000 per person. So he wants to know if he can start making this a new norm and traveling through Egypt. Baruch Hashem, it worked for many people, and people want to know if it's negay or not. Aber im Kol Zeh, today, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is Bakam, is a Yutzat of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, the Mishnah Lamelech of Mitzrayim. He was born today, and he was Nifta today, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And Memeile, speaking about Mitzrayim today, is Nishkaza, Ogefreik Tazach. We'll start with the Gemura, the famous Gemura, in Sekhet Afni and Aleph on the base. We'll say the Lashna Gemura. Says the Gemura, Tuni Rabunan. Mi Shalayru Simcha Speis HaShe'ayve Leiru Simcha Meyomab. Anyone that didn't see the Simcha Speis HaShe'ayve in Beis HaMikdash, never saw a Simcha in his life. Anyone that didn't see Yerushalayim b'sifarta in its beauty, leiru krach nechmad ma'olam, didn't see a beautiful city in his life. The Gemara continues, Misha leiru beis hamikdash bebinyunai. Anyone that didn't see the beis hamikdash in its built version, leiru binyan mefoya ma'olam, didn't see a splendid, beautiful building ma'olam. He hasn't seen a nice building. The Gemara continues.
Which one are they talking about? First or the second?
Both, actually. Mashu asks this question, and Mashu says both. They were both beautiful, each one in its special ways. Tanya Rabbi Hida Oime, Misha Leiru, Yuplistin, Shal Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, Leiru Bechvoidon Shal Yisroel. This Yuplistin was the benches of the building built in Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. It was a beautiful building originally built for the Mitzrayim, and later on the Yidden took it over. And anyone that didn't see the benches, the way the benches were laid out in this place in Mitzrayim, Leiru b'chvoidon shal Yisrael, never saw the kovod of Yid and how a Yid should be mechibed. Omri, the Gemara says, k'mi besilki gedoylu hoisu, there was a big building, an old modern Mitzrish Egyptian building, and that's where they had hoisu stov lifnim istov, they had benches upon benches, semicircles of benches, shahoyiba shishim riboy al shishim riboy. There were 600,000 times 2, so there were 1.2 million places in this beautiful base, in this beautiful place, which eventually became the Beis HaMedrash. V'hoyiba kfulim kiyotze Mitzrayim, 1.2 million people, 600,000 times 2. V'hoyiba ayin aleph ketedruas shel zuav, k'neged ayin aleph shel Sanhedrin gedoyle. There was 71 chairs oben un, against the 71 Sanhedrin, which were bezman shel Beis HaMikdash Yerikayim. Although the Sanhedrin weren't there, it was connected the Ein Aleph Sanhedrin Gedoyle. Kol Achas V'Achas, the Gemara continues, Ein Abchisa Me'esrim Ve'echad Riboy Kikrei Zuav. Each chair weighed 210,000 Kikrei Zuav, which was a phenomenal amount of gold in every chair. And the Gemara continues to explain how the Besmedrish looked like. Ebima Shel Eitz Be'emtzi Isa, there was a bima in the center of the Besmedrish. V'chazna Knesses Oymed Eleyu, and the chazna of the Besmedrish used to stand there, and he used to make sure the Olam should be able to hear. The Olam know in bells nowadays in Yerushalayim, you have a similar thing where the Olam can't really hear the Chazan. So the Chazan, there's a Chazan that stands on the beam and he bangs with his hammer or stick. And as the Olam can hear when, you have to say, Omein Yesh Merabu. The Kivan Shegi Alanis, Omein, Halom Meinef Besidde, Bechalu Om, Oinen Omein. There they had a different version, they had a flag, and he used to lift his flag, and as the Olam knew to answer Omein. Belohoi Yoshvim Meirovin, they didn't sit together mixed. Elu Zahovin Bifnei Atzman, the goldsmith themselves, the kasufim b'fnei atzmon, the silversmith themselves, the nafachin b'fnei atzmon, the blacksmith themselves, the tarsim b'fnei atzmon, the coppersmith themselves, the gardim b'fnei atzmon, and those that used to have a business to weave were also sitting on their own. Iksha'ani nichnas sham, huyimakir bali amnosei v'nifne l'sham. When the Ani came into Besmedrash, he knew where his place is or what he wants to do in life, and he went to sit with those people. Agav, there's a vod from the Majid Tzareb, Zachron Lebrucha, the Imre Eish. He says, a meridig arai from this Gemur, that one shouldn't speak by davening. Because we know that a competitor is never a geshmak, a person to shmiz to. We like to speak to people that are not in the same line as us because a competitor. So he says, people sat, a goldsmith sat with another goldsmith or silversmith with another silversmith. Made sure that they never spoke together because, as in Shkivin Karedin, from davening, there was no speaking by davening. Others want to say that fakir, that maybe there was a geshmakite, as if people helped each other in business, and we should learn from here that they should go on together. Other from the Majid Rebbe. The Gemara continues, in Misham Panususim the Panusis Anche Beis, so they used to make sure these Aniyim that used to come and used to have Panusa by sitting where he sat. And that was the beauty and the history of this Besmedrash. In Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Omer Abaye, Kim Tabaye, the Kili Kotlini Alexandria Smoikdon. Alexandria Smoikdon came one day, famous story that his wife had a baby on Tisha B'Av. And the baby died on Chanukah. So on Tisha B'Av, the Olam was sitting on the floor. So Alexander Moikdon's wife understood the reason why the Olam was sitting on the floor is because they had the baby and the Olam sat. Came to Chanukah, when the baby died, the Olam was sending lecht. So they understood that the reason why the Olam was sending lecht is because they're happy that this baby that they cried for when he was born has now died. So the Olam was sending lecht. So Alexander Moikdon's wife was very upset about it, how the Yidden can betray her husband and her and be so sad when the baby was born and so happy when the baby died. So she told her husband, Shduva Sitin, we have to go down to Mitzrayim and kill all the Yidden. At Mekach Hava, he went down and he killed 1.2 million Yidden. It was a terrible day, and the wives of these men said that why should the husbands only be dead, we also want to die. They were offered to come back and marry these Alexander Moikton's people. They said, no, they want to die like their husbands died. And they're all Nereg al Kiddush Hashem, 1.2 million men, and still 1.2 million ladies as well. The Gemara says the blood flowed for miles and miles. But why taka were these people never killed? My tami amchi, why taka were these people killed? They were Elchi Eden, they had the Besmedrish, we saw they came to davening. Zikdi Gemura Meshem da Avri, a high crew, they were over on this Pusik. We find a Pusik in Pasha Shoiftim where the Torah tells us that we must not go back to Mitzrayim anymore, since Yitzias Mitzrayim, and these people were over, and they did go back to Mitzrayim, and therefore they never had this oynish, this terrible oynish. The Inu Huder Usi, and these people did go back to Mitzrayim, and Meila, they were taken enash with a terrible oynish, and it was a terrible day for Klal Yisroel. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Hay, Halacha Zayin, Mahilchas Melochim, Perek Hay, Halacha Zayin, in Hilchas Melochim, Zakhti Ram Mazoy. One's allowed to live in the whole world, in the entire world, besides for Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Rambam goes on to say where the perimeters of Mitzrayim are. Menayom ha-gudol v'at-hamariv arba meis parasel arba meis parasel k'neged Eretz Kush k'neged ha-midbar. Hakoil osalis yashiv ba. Mitzrayim nowadays has changed. The perimeters of Mitzrayim has changed. Aber be'erich, it's under Eretz Yisrael. And 400 parasel on 400 parasel, so that's where Mitzrayim is. V'shloisha mekoimus, we find in three places the Torah is mazias not to return to Mitzrayim. One pusik we find is in Parshas B'shalach. It says, "Hisyatzvi re'ias yishias Hashem ashiyas lechem hayoyim ki asher isem es Mitzrayim hayoyim l'sisifil l'roisam oida doylam." What you saw today in Mitzrayim, you won't see ever again. The Rabbein Shleilam Moshe tells us, "Hashem the Rabbein Shleilam." In pusik in Parshas Shoftim, we find a second lav. It says the legaba the king rak le yarba lo isisim, and the pussy continues vashem umar lechem lo isisif and ushev b'deir chaze oid. One shouldn't go back and return in this way to Mitzrayim. Nochalav, and the Rambam brings a third pusik in Parshas Kisuvoi where it says v'shivchu Hashem Mitzrayim in the teichoche v'shivchu Hashem Mitzrayim b'niyos b'deir chasher mati lechu lo isisif oid l'roisa. That there the teichoche is that we will go back chas v'shulem. Abba Pshat is Rebbein Shlem is telling us that I don't want to have to take you back in the way that I told you I'll never take you back. In my look, the Rambam, this lav is a greiser lav, nisht ein lav, three lav, and we find the issa yitzias the issa to go back to Mitzrayim nowadays. Kim der advaz on the Rambam, then Hilchas Melachim, and he asks v'im toimar al mas samchi lishkun b'Mitzrayim. We find throughout the generations many gedolei Yisrael famous. The Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim. And many other Gedolei Yisrael, some more famous, some less famous. The Radvaz himself, who's asking this question, also lived in Mitzrayim. And he's asking, Alma Samchi Lismich B'Mitzrayim. We find that the Shittim Mekabetis himself also tries answering why he's living in Mitzrayim. But he lived in Mitzrayim. The Marikash lived in Mitzrayim. The Arizal also lived in Mitzrayim for a couple of years. There were many Gedolei Yisrael that lived in Mitzrayim. Freik the Radvaz, what's the heta nowadays to go back and live in Mitzrayim or be in Mitzrayim Bechlal? We know three Asirim in the Torah, and the Rambam writes three Asirim in the Torah. How can we go back to Mitzrayim? The Ritvu in Yimei Lamed Ches also asks this question. The Ritvu is referring to the Sigi there of Shari Niknoi. We know Niknoi bought the dolls from Alexander Shel Mitzrayim up to Eretz Yisrael. So the Ritvu of Platzdot asks the same question. How can the Rambam and other Gedolei Yisrael live in Mitzrayim? L'chayre is the three Lavim in the Torah, and what was the Heta to go back to live in Mitzrayim? Agav, there's the Einikel Reb Shmuel ben Hurambam, the Einikel of the Rambam, that writes that the Rambam used to write in himself that he's over three lavim every day by living in Mitzrayim. What was the heta of the Rambam? The Rambam writes himself he's being over Yisirim, and the Rambam lived there. So how can the Rambam and other Gedolei Yisrael live in Mitzrayim? The three psikim that we said earlier, three lavim in the Torah. So lechayre, how can we? Oh, very good. So the Ritva himself answers Kama Teretzim, and he answers that the Teretz of Reb Lezim in Mitz is the best Teretz. The best Teretz, L'chayr, to say is that the only Issa the Torah is referring to is Dafka to go back by Derech Hazeh. The Yidden came from Mitzrayim up to Eretz Yisrael in a certain path, and to go back in that path and to come back down from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, that would be a Issa. Or to come from anywhere else in the world and to go into Mitzrayim, or even to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, but a different way, than what the Yidden traveled after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that wouldn't be a Issa. And the Ritva answers with that, how the Gedolei Yisrael later, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, can go back to live Mitzrayim. He says, Pshat is that they didn't go back on this way. In Mamayla, there's no Issa. Either Rambam writes in himself, there's three Asirim, so he wants to be Madchik, that Pshat is that the Rambam is writing, had he gone back from Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim, then I would have been over three Asirim. Of a Pshat is the way I'm living there now, is Nishkan Issa Be'etzim. Of a Sashver Pshat, and Medaf is for Emfrin. It's Sashver Pshat. Mekendish Gaimedim. Of a Chasim Seife asks, Nacha Shtekre Kasha. Chasim Seife has a few shtiklich in the end of Masechtas Ksibah, very interesting to see. On all the mitzvahs, Aseya, mitzvahs, Loises of the Torah, Chasim Seife has a Puha Uris. So there Chasim Seife asks that L'chayre, this teretz of the Ritvu, B'shem Rav Leizim Amitz, to go down from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim is the Issa, and anywhere else is not an Issa. So Freik Chasim Seife, that L'chayre, we find the Torah has three lavim, three psikim of lavim. And one of the Pusik of Pashto B'Shalach tells us, L'yisisif and L'roisam oidad oilam. We shouldn't see Mitzrayim ever again. So Oivazoi, the Pusik telling us, L'yisishim b'derech chazeh, you shouldn't go back in this way, Mamele. That we can answer. But how are we going to answer that we shouldn't see Mitzrayim ever again? L'chore, these Gedolei Yisrael went back to Mitzrayim and did see Mitzrayim. So how are you going to say that they didn't see Mitzrayim ever again?
Because the new Mitzrayim is different from the old Mitzrayim.
Very good. Why was it different?
So that's what the old Mitzrayim was a autocracy and they had slaves. The new Egypt is now a democracy.
Oh, very good. The Gedank is very good. We'll be marchiv it a bit. But that's a nekida. So there's a famous shale legaba yitzias Mitzrayim and returning to Mitzrayim. Why? What's the issa to go back to Mitzrayim? Is the issa to go back to Mitzrayim pshat is that the Mitzrayim, the actual people, were bad people, or pshat is to go back to Mitzrayim because the eretz Mitzrayim is the erevas uret? It's a bad place. What's the issa? Either because the people are bad people, or because the place is a bad place to go to. The nafgamina would be if you know bevadai that you might not meet anyone, or you know bevadai there's no more Mitzrayim left in the world, then you can go back to Mitzrayim because there's no bad people to be oilerusha oileshchena. But if the actual place is a bad place, then one shouldn't go back. So the Rambam himself is mashma that the place is a bad place because the people are bad, not because the actual eretz Mitzrayim is a bad place. Twice. The Rambam, Sayin Hilchas Melochim, where he brings before the earlier Rambam, he adds on, V'loizhira elulushev lo yechidim, the Torah is only making sure that you shouldn't go back yourselves. Oilishkoin ba, v'hi b'yad akim, v'pnei shemaseo mekel kolen yoisim kol ha'arotzis, shenema kamasi eretz Mitzrayim. Pshat is the Rambam held that the people are bad people. Oibazeh, one shouldn't return to Mitzrayim because there's bad people there and you might be influenced. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos as well, writes a mitzvah lamad vov, v'loizhise elulushev b'derech Mitzrayimum, Shaloi nilmud mimaseim v'loi neilich b'darcheim hamiginim. V'hi amri lo yisisif in lusha b'derech hazeoid. The Torah is telling us that one shouldn't return to Mitzrayim because the people are bad. On the other hand, Rabbein Dibachaye and many other achreinim, and even Rishonim, there's diikim, say that Eretz Mitzrayim was an actual Erev HaSeuret, and we know that Eretz Mitzrayim was Gerim Asni and Shaira Timur Chedoyme. In Mamayla, the actual place is a bad place to go to, even though there's no Mitzrayim left. We know that Sancheirev was Mevalvel the Mitzrayim, there's no more Mitzrayim nowadays. Abba Pshat is, Rabbein Dibachaye learns that there's an Issa to go back, even if you know Bevada, there's no bad people there. Oy Bazoy, if we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Amhu Uretz, Be'etzim is the Issa, that the people are bad people. Oibazo is very Muvam, why the Chasim Soife, the Rambam, and the others were allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Because they held that Pshat is, and nowadays, because Sancheirev was Mevalvel the world, there's no more Mitzrayim on the world. And if there's no more Mitzrayim, then the bad people of Mitzrayim are not there anymore. Oibazo, one can go back to live there. The only Issa was when the Eretz Mitzrayim had bad people inside it. Abba Hayoi said, nowadays there's no bad people. In Mamayla, there's no Oile Rusha Oile Shcheinoi, therefore one is allowed to return, and that was the head of the Gedolei Yisrael, to go back to Mitzrayim. We ask the Chasim Sofer's question, as we see the Pusik, and we mustn't see ever Mitzrayim again, even though Oile Rusha B'derech Hazeh, we mustn't go back down this way. So if you go another way, we said, maybe you are allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Abba Chasim Sofer said, you mustn't ever see Mitzrayim again. Kobi Chasim Sofer was referring to, Chasim Sofer himself said, but Tzurich Ian. But Kobi Chasim Sofer was referring to, when the Am Mitzrayim are still there, then you mustn't go back. But if Am Mitzrayim, you know Bavada, the Am Mitzrayim are not there anymore, the bad people of Mitzrayim are not there anymore, then one can return easily and there's no Issa. Abba Lechoyre, that's all good on the previous generations. Abba Lechoyre, why would Taka, Lefi, all of our the Birim, the Anushim, the people, the 1.2 million people of the Alexander Shemitzram, went back in good faith, and L'chayre L'fi, what we said, the Amitzrim also weren't there anymore. What was the Issa for them to live there? There's no more Amitzrim, there's no bad people there. They set up a beautiful Kehillah of 1.2 million people, a beautiful Besmedrish, Kehillahs Gedoilis, Drushas, the Mashu says, there were Drushas there all day in Besmedrish. So Ibn said, what's the Issa of them to live there, and Nebuch to be killed for living just in Mitzrayim? 1.2 million people should be killed in such a tragic manner. There's a Merle Gitarit from Rosham Sharaful Hirsch and Pashas Shaftim. Rosham Sharaful says as that we see the Torah says, Loisasifin Lusha Baderech Hazeoid. One shouldn't continue going back down this way. When it says Loisasifim, Shat is, Loisasifin, one shouldn't continue. It's like you tell a child, if I see you doing that and that again, then I'm going to put you in trouble. He doesn't say, if I see you ever doing that, he says, if I see you doing it again. Shat is that he's done it a few times, you don't want him to do it again. So Torah as well, the Torah tells us, Loisasifin Lusha. You shouldn't continue going back. Why did the Torah tell us Loisasif vin Lushev? It should have been Loisashiv. You shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. What's a Loisasif vin Lushev? You shouldn't continue. Says Reb Shamsher Fol Amiridi Gezach that Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, in the early generations, by the Ovas HaKadoshim, Avruam, when the Rebbeinu told him, Lech Lechum Ha'artachum Eladchum El'uretz HaShareku, where did Avruam end up going to? From Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim, because he believed the Egyptian economy is what's going to help him. Yitzchak also wanted to go down to Mitzrayim to be helped. In the end, he was a Oyla Tumim, so he couldn't go down. Avshat is that he thought that Mitzrayim would be his salvation. Yaakov, the same thing, his children didn't have any more bread, so they said, we're going to go down to Mitzrayim, and hopefully the Egyptian economy will help us. Yaakov himself went down later, and the whole Gulus of Mitzrayim only came because Klal Yisrael believed that the Egyptian economy is something that's stronger, Chas V'Shulam, than Eretz Yisrael, or maybe then they were still allowed to think so, and that's what's going to bring their salvation. Says Reb Shamsher Eful, that's what the Rebbein Shalom told us in Parshas B'Shalach. His Yatzvi Eriyas Yeshiyas Hashem. Kim and Zay the Yeshiyas Hashem. Come see the Yeshiyas Hashem. What you saw in Mitzrayim, you won't have to see again. Pshat is, until now the salvation came from the Mitzrayim. But now I'm telling you, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the salvation won't come from the Mitzrayim anymore. I've given you a beautiful country, I've given you Eretz Ovas Chol V'Dvash, and that's where the Emeskite and Elechite and Gashmias, Erachmias, everything is going to come from there. There's no need for you to go back down to Mitzrayim. There's no need for you to set up Kehillas there. There's no need for you to go back there. Everything is found in Eretz Yisrael. Emma'ila Kenzan, said Reb Shamsher Eful, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was going to Klal Yisrael, and we have to leave Mitzrayim for good. We shouldn't put our Emine in Mitzrayim. Oibazoi the Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, they went down to Mitzrayim, wherever they came from, but they believed that they're going to set up a Kehillah in Mitzrayim and have a Kehillah Shalayim in Mitzrayim and be able to stay there for good. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want. And when people set up Kehillahs in such a beautiful way, 1.2 million people, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, yes, Stakishain, I would prefer that it should stay in Eretz Yisrael. Azashain, the Kehillah should be in Eretz Yisrael. And with that, we can answer all the kashas earlier on as well. It's not referring to that we should go down from this way to Mitzrayim or that way to Mitzrayim. It's the Gedank, it's the Minna that people shouldn't believe in Mitzrayim, and that's where the salvation should come from. The salvation comes from Eretz Yisrael, from a Heilige Platz, and that's where every Yid has to have a chika to go. There's a famous Mushal Chasam Sofer once said, Erev Rosh Hashanah Chasam Sofer spoke, and he said, there was once a child, a prince of a king, and the prince was playing up, and the father told him, if you're not going to stop playing up, I'm going to have to send you far away. And the child didn't care, and he continued doing what he did. To cut a long story short, the father came one day and said, okay, today is enough, you're going to a faraway island, and that's where you're going to live the rest of your life. And the child was all excited, he's going to be Ben Chorin, he's going to have a free life, and came to get to Tzaten. And Azoi, he was put on the boat, and he came down to this island. He arrived to this island, and after a couple of days, he chopped his matzav there. He's there with all the worst chevre and all the terrible people, and no one there, his class, bechlal. But he thought he'll get used to it. After a couple of weeks, he saw Snishkan Tachlis Azoi, and he started missing his father, and missing his kingdom, and missing the whole beauty he came from. And Azoi, he continued. One day he couldn't anymore. He wrote a letter to his father, Tati, I can't anymore. I haven't got food, I haven't got drink, I haven't got clothes, I haven't got pajamas. I have nothing here. I have nothing here. A couple of days later, he was sleeping and a beautiful boat arrives in the middle of the night with many boxes, and they set it down on the port and they leave again. The next morning he wakes up and the Oilem come to tell him, you know, there's a beautiful box is waiting for you. And Tzmamish Geshmak Azach, and come look, you're so lucky. We wish we would have had such a delivery. And he goes to the boxes and he opens up and he sees the, whatever his son was called, the David. Here you have all the good things you asked for, and keep well the king. And the son looks at it, and everyone thought he's going to smile, and he starts crying away. So they ask him, why are you crying? What's sad? We would love to get such a delivery. So he said, it's alt gewaldig. I got all the goodness here, and I got whatever I asked for. But the emir says, I didn't want to have all the goodness here. I would much prefer to go back home to my father at home, back to his kingdom, back to his mukam, and to be able to continue living a life of kingdom. So that's what the Rebbein Shalom is telling us. Yatz v'ir'iyas yishiyas Hashem. Pshat is, avada mitzrayim is alt shayin avoyil. And wherever we are in chitzri, it's alt shayin avoyil. Chasam Sofer says, why did say Oisa? Should have been like in benching, Evnei Yerushalayim, and then Vesishkin Besoicha. Now Pshat is, we're telling the Rebbein Shalom, although we don't have the Beis Hamikdash yet, we still have the chika to be Vesishkin Besoicha, to go back to Yerushalayim, and to sit in Yerushalayim, and to wait in Yerushalayim. Oibazoi, that's Pshat. Kenzan, Chasam Sofer says, Chasam Sofer finishes off the shtickling. He says, Le'usid Lovoi, Mitzrayim will come back and be a heiliger place, a elicha place. It's right next to Eretz Yisrael, and it'll be a heiliger place. Over there, coming back to our Shale, if one can travel through Mitzrayim, or one can't travel through Mitzrayim, Lemaaseh, Lefi Hanira, Chasam Sofer says, and Mitzrayim is going to become a beautiful place and a heiliger place again. And the Olam, I spoke to you in Galat, I went Taka through there and said, it's much beautiful there, and it's a hafladigger place. Kobe the Rebbein Shalom wants us to see Mitzrayim and to know that we're nearly there and we're getting there, and we're going to soon be able to be Zoicha, to be Mekadosh Mitzrayim again, and to come down to Mitzrayim. And that is, Oba Zoi, what we asked, if we're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim through the airport or not. L'chayre, Achnishkan Neruv and Achnish Paskelin, Abba, the Gedolei Yisrael we see did come through Mitzrayim. Could be they came from Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael, which we said before, the Issa would only be going from Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim. So that way works for sure, because coming from Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael. But even going back from Eretz Yisrael through Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes that one can go through Mitzrayim, lavi l'derech acheretz. You're allowed to go through Mitzrayim to get to another country. Pshat is, that when we're going through Mitzrayim, the fear of Shamshur and Ful, we're not putting our whole magmusam into Mitzrayim and saying that we want to return to Mitzrayim and live in Mitzrayim. We just want to go spend a couple of hours to get through Mitzrayim, because that was the way out of Mitzrayim. Not pshat that we're returning to Erevas Uret, so we're going back to Amitzrayim. Sishtu Adazach, no one, everyone's scared. Klal Yisrael, whoever was traveling, everyone was making drushas or hakiras to make sure to know that Mitzrayim is safe or semi-safe, and to be able to travel there. No one went touring, I have much understood. People didn't go touring around and see what's going on. Everyone went straight to the airport, and safely in the airport to travel to their destination. We finish off with a vart. It says, Hein am levudad yishkoin, evagoyim lo yischashav. So many say, the Mashua says in Shabbos, that hey and Nien are two oisius, then Atbach haven't got shitfim. There's Aleph has Tes, and Beis has Ches, Gimel has Zayin, and Dalet has Vov. The hey stays on its own. And the same with the Nien, also, if you do the Cheshbon in Atbach. Says the Mashua, that Hein am levudad yeshkoin, what's Klal Yisrael's chashivas and elichkeit, and that we stayed out through all the generations? Pshat is that we were Hein, we were on our own. We never mingled with other countries and with other nations. And that's evagoyim lo yischashav, and that's what kept us going throughout the generations. Kenzan, now this war, this 12-day war, was called Kelovi Yokim. So the Pusik continues, Hein am Kelovi Yokim, ikari yisnasu. Hein am, the fact that Klal Yisrael stayed with Azah Achdus, and we see now more than ever that even the Charedisha, Nishali Charedisha, everyone's being misachid, everyone wants to return home to our country, to Eretz Yisrael. Hein am, the fact that we're Hein am, that we're not mingling with other countries and other nations, this is Kelov Yukim, that's our koyach, to be able to continue against this terrible war raging against us. So the Eibshetake Helfen, as we say, Chazenu, Einayni, B'Shevchu, Latziyem, B'Rachmim, and Mishisra Shchoydish, Allah Bruchas, Allah Mekiyem, Ver, and Mishisra Shchoydish, to meet together in Yerushalayim, Rakhoydish, Omein. Amen.
Shchoydish, Shchoydish to you, Shchoydish.